So you have an animation script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Incredibles, and it's about a family of superheroes.
Great, the kids are gonna love that.
For sure. So at the beginning, we're gonna have a, you know, attempted suicide.
What?
Well, this guy hates his life, so he hopes that jumping off a building and splattering on the pavement below will provide some relief from his sad, sad existence.
And this is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Kinda dark.
No, it's funny.
Okay.
So anyway, then the superhero Mr. Incredible saves the guy, but then the guy sues him because he's like, I didn't want to be saved, I wanted to die.
Right.
Yeah, he tells him, you didn't save my life, you ruined my death.
That doesn't sound appropriate for children.
Listen, if there's one thing kids love, it's attempted suicides and lawsuits.
That's two things.
Yeah, but the thing about kids is that they can't count.
I feel like that doesn't resolve the issue, but you sure make it sound like it does, so I'm satisfied.
Great. So anyway, Mr. Incredible falls in love with this other hero, Elastigirl, and she's super stretchy.
What does she look like?
Hot enough that people are gonna get weird about it on the internet.
People on the internet are gonna get weird about an animated character?
Oh yeah, super weird. In fact, if you put her in a YouTube thumbnail, people will automatically click on it.
What the hell is YouTube?
I don't know. It's the early 2000s. That word doesn't mean anything.
So why'd you say it?
I don't know.
Huh.
So anyway, Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl are gonna get married.
And they're gonna have kids?
Yeah, three of them. And you can imagine what giving birth must be like for Elastigirl.
I'd rather not.
But you can, right? You can imagine it?
Please don't make me.
So anyway, superheroes get outlawed, so the Incredibles have to lay low.
What happens to supervillains?
I don't know.
Huh.
So now Mr. Incredible hates his boring life and his boring family and his boring job.
What's his job?
He works in insurance, and his boss is really annoying, and he's all mad that Mr. Incredible actually wants to help people.
That does sound annoying.
Yeah, so Mr. Incredible, you know, throws him through multiple walls and breaks all his bones.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
So Mr. Incredible goes to jail for aggravated assault?
No. He does get fired, though.
I guess he would.
Yeah, and there's this guy from the superhero government agency or whatever that's like, Mr. Incredible, every time you do this, we gotta erase memories and relocate your family. It's expensive.
Wait, if they can erase memories, why would they have to relocate families?
Because.
Fair enough.
Anyway, then Mr. Incredible is gonna get hired by this lady, Mirage. And she's like, you gotta come beat up this robot for us on a secret island, which he does by making it stab itself.
Very cool.
Yeah, but he's not gonna tell his family about it because he's not supposed to be doing superhero stuff.
Right, makes sense.
But he's so pumped about his new job that he starts getting into shape again and Elastigirl cannot keep her hands off of him.
And you say this is a kid's movie.
Well, we're not gonna show anything, we're just gonna imply that there's some intercourse going on.
Okay.
But you can picture it, right?
Please stop making me picture things.
Anyway, so Elastigirl's gonna start getting suspicious that Mr. Incredible is up to something.
Oh, how come?
Well, the first time that Mirage contacts him, it's through like a super secret tablet thing.
Yeah, gotta keep it under wraps, I guess.
Right, but the second time she gets in touch with him, she just straight up calls the family house.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess Mirage got lazy.
Or maybe you did with your writing?
Maybe a little, but I had to move the story forward somehow.
Yeah, that's fair.
So anyway, Mr. Incredible's gonna go back to the island, but this bad guy Syndrome is gonna try to kill him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and we're gonna find out that he's been having this robot thing fight a bunch of supers and kill them so it can learn from them.
Why would he do that?
Well, he wants to make a robot that only he can kill because he's like obsessed with superheroes.
Oh, okay.
But when he finally does fight it, it's gonna immediately knock him out.
Didn't think that one through.
Not really.
Huh.
So yeah, now Elastigirl is suspicious, so she goes to see Edna Mode.
Edna Mode?
Yeah, she's like a super fun costume designer that, you know, accidentally caused the death of a bunch of superheroes by putting capes on their costumes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, one of them was just a high school student and she got sucked into a plane engine and died.
That is horrible.
No, it's gonna be real funny.
If you say so.
So anyway, Edna put a tracker on Mr. Incredible's suit so Elastigirl knows where he is.
Oh, so Elastigirl is gonna go save him?
Yeah, she's gonna take a plane, but what she doesn't know is that her kids snuck on too.
Kids are sneaky.
So Syndrome is gonna try to murder them all with rockets.
Oh lord.
But when the plane blows up, Elastigirl's gonna turn into a parachute so they could kind of float down to the ocean unharmed.
Oh, thank god.
But then a big plane engine is gonna fall and they're gonna have to dodge it.
I thought you said they parachuted down.
That's right.
How did the plane engine take longer to get down than a parachute?
Well, here's the interesting thing about physics. I don't understand physics.
It's a pretty hard subject.
So anyway, the family's gonna get to the island and the little boy Dash is gonna cause the death of about 5 people.
Wow, is he gonna be emotionally scarred?
No, he's gonna laugh.
It seems like kids these days think that laughing at death is tight.
And then Syndrome's gonna capture the whole family.
Why is he even keeping them alive?
Because.
Huh. Well, is it going to be hard for them to escape?
No, it's going to be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, he's going to leave them all alone, and then the girl Violet is going to use her force fields to get them out of the restraints.
So Syndrome didn't know about her powers?
Well, he has cameras all over the island, and several of his henchmen saw her use the powers, so he must have known.
But he leaves them alone anyway.
He does, and so then the Incredibles go stop the robot thing.
How do they manage that?
Well, Mr. Incredible remembers that the only way to kill it is to make it stab itself.
But I thought the whole thing was that Syndrome was upgrading the robot every time it fought a hero.
Yeah, I guess he forgot to do that after it fought Mr. Incredible.
That's convenient.
So then Syndrome is gonna try to kidnap their baby Jack-Jack, but then he's gonna get sucked into a plane engine and die.
That is an extremely violent death.
It is.
Are there gonna be any consequences to their super public displays of powers?
Maybe there will be in the sequel.
Oh, you have a sequel planned?
Yeah, it'll pick up like a few minutes after the end of this first one.
Perfect, well let's schedule it in.
Great.
How's like 14, 15 years from now?
What?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. What other movie should I make pitch meetings for? Let me know in the comment section below.
And we have a lot of these on the channel, so you can watch those,
share them with your friends, give them a like,
and you could also subscribe to the channel.
Thanks again for watching, and check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.